We are heading into the weekend with a fine Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and I will not bury the lead. The weekend weather looks fantastic across the region, so we've had some weather challenges on weekends recently. This one is going to be great, so spend some time outside. We're looking at comfortable temperatures, basically in the 70s to near 80 in a few spots coming up over the next couple of days. Tomorrow looks a little warmer than Sunday by, about 3 to 5 degrees. We'll see a few clouds mix in from time to time, especially tomorrow, but there's no rain in the forecast, and we're looking at nice low levels of humidity as well, so some fine late spring weather is ahead here over the next couple of days. If you are going to be outside, a couple of things to think about. First of all, if you have allergies, tree pollen levels are quite high, and we're starting to see some grass pollen get into the mix as well. So if you have those allergies, be sure you have your medication ready to go. Also, with dry air and not a lot of rain around, the fire weather threat does become a little more elevated, so that's something to think about as well. And the other point I will make is that the water is still quite cold, so when the temperatures start to warm up, we start to think about getting out on the kayaks, maybe getting into the water and doing some swimming. The water is still quite chilly across much of our area, and it doesn't take long in cold water for you to develop or experience hypothermia. So that is something you definitely want to keep in mind, and certainly always be safe on the water. And if you're going to be out on a boat or on a kayak or any vessel on the water, be sure you have your life jacket at all times. Now, in terms of what's coming up here weather-wise, there's really nothing going on. So things are going to be nice and quiet here tonight. We'll have a bit of fog around that could be locally dense near bodies of water. Temperatures will be a little bit cool. So you may want to close the windows. You might need a jacket if you're out late tonight, first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow looks nice. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. We're up into the 70s to near 80. Any rain looks to stay to our southwest coming up during the day tomorrow. So if you happen to be traveling south of New York City, say to the Jersey Shore, the Delmarva, Philadelphia, rain potential is there, but up in our area, rain should stay totally away. Sunday looks to be a dry day as well, and we should keep things quiet into at least the day on Monday, though we'll have to watch an area of rain approaching from the west. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with some areas of fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly clear, with patchy fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, some areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, some areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And for the day tomorrow, a mix of sunshine and clouds, pleasant, mild, but the humidity is nice and low, a high of 75 to 80. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, continued dry and nice, with highs in the 70s. On Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.